had a question.
Okay. My name is Wolf, and I'm just switching the mic on because I'm an independent journalist. So it's part of my job and part of my pleasure. Before the start of this conversation, I asked Steve if he is willing that I'm going to tape you during the session, and he said no. It would be fair for you not to do it, so I didn't do it. But now I'm on, and I have only one question, and then I'll give you the mic if you want to answer that on the mic. I'm going to put it on my post, and many people have the chance to listen to that in Germany. And if you say no, it's no. I accept that. My question is very simple, because in the end of the trip we had nearly for 2 weeks here, I was the most afraid to see you, because many people were not in favor of what you're doing as settlers. And I say that way as we heard it. You gave a very different picture on what you're doing and why you're doing it. Even if I'm not convinced, I think it's fair enough to listen to you and to see how you work, what you do, why you do it, and you have a very human perspective on that. The message I would like to get for you, not just for us here in the room, but for everybody, is what are the perspectives we can rely on the future, and what is the hope we have? Because even if we left Yad Vashem in the end, we had the Garden of Hope. So we learned that there always is hope. So if you have a message of hope which you can get to this mic and to my audience, I would appreciate.
First of all, as far as I'm concerned, you could have taped the entire session. What I'll say to you privately, I'll say to you publicly. I truly hope and believe that one day there'll be peace for all of us living here. We as Israelis, and it doesn't matter whether we're in the north of the country or the south of the country or living here, we have to have one hand out every day for peace and finding for ways for cooperation and improving the quality of life for all people in the area, on both side of fences and both side of walls. And I hope that we can one day take down the walls and the fences and be done with them. I'm not in favor of walls or in fences, and find better quality of life for everybody. At the same side, on the other hand, we need to have a way to protect ourselves, because we understand today that, especially in the Middle East, there's a lot of Islamic fundamentalists, both Shiite and Sunni fundamentalists, and their goal is the destruction of the cultures that we live in today. And I don't believe that the vast majority of Muslims are fundamentalists, but they are the loudest voices today. I don't believe at the height of communism, the vast majority of the people living in the Soviet Union or under the control of the Soviet Union were communists, but the government was what it was, and it influenced the world for many, many years. And today, the influence of the world that we, the Western world, are fighting against Islamic fundamentalists. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's here in Israel, whether it's the Christians in Lebanon, or the Coptic Christians in Egypt, or it's what's going on even in Afghanistan in the direction of India. Islamic fundamentalists believe that their goal is to make you and me either become a Muslim, or their right to make us, turn us into slaves, or to kill us. And we together have to give the world, find a way to fight them, and fighting them can be through education, and fighting them can be through economic sanctions, and fighting them, unfortunately, may have to be through military actions, wherever it may be. You in Europe have also gone through, unfortunately, some Islamic fundamentalist attacks in and around your countries. They're horrific. We need together to share information to stop them. I know that Israel has helped many countries of the world in the last several years with the intelligence information that it's collected to stop terrorist attacks from happening. The people who have suffered the most from Islamic fundamentalists are not you and me. As much as we suffer, the people who have suffered most are the Muslims who don't believe in Islamic fundamentalism. We have to do everything we can for peace. You hear over and over again, and I'm sure you came here with the belief before your visit here that the greatest obstacle to peace in the Middle East were the settlements. I hope that you'll walk away with a different point of view, or several more points of view and a little more confusion, unfortunately, but we're not the obstacles to peace. We're the very bridges to peace. At peace, at the end of the day, means taking down walls and fences, okay? It means finding ways to cooperate. It means finding a better future for their children and my children, and at some point in time, their children and my children together. Whether it's the simple thing of going to a cultural event together, or a concert together, or going to a football match together, or playing one against the other, or traveling on the same roads, or going to the same supermarkets and shopping side by side. there are many places in this country. You go into any hospital in this country, here in Israel, and you'll find Jewish and Arab doctors treating Jewish and Arab patients side by side. And we have to work more and more to find ways of cooperation and understanding. I promise you, if someone in Bethlehem gets sick, someone in Efrat will get sick. And if someone in Efrat gets sick, someone in Bethlehem will get sick. And if we don't work together to fight the source of that virus or whatever it may be, and don't work together to make sure that we don't continue to destroy the water table here, if we work together, we can find ways to have a better quality of life for all of us here. And in the end of the day, I don't think that we, the Jews, are going to disappear from this area. I don't think that the others are going to disappear either. And we need to find ways to work, to dialogue, to cooperate, and find a better future for ourselves and for our families. And when I say ours, they and us together.